I'm your host, Carrie Arata, Akashic Records reader, psychic sleuth, and spiritual guide. And this is The Infinite Dance, the Akashic Podcast. We ask for guidance from the Universal Spirit Creator, our angels, and our spirit guides to move from soul to subconscious, from subconscious to conscious being, to higher self. We request protected conduit to the realm of the highest good, aligned only to light, so that we may raise our frequencies for the good of all beings, and so that we may step back to see and to be. We do only accept frequencies of 500 or above, and we do request 100% connection to source and 100% gold cord at heart chakra. With thanks, humility, grace, and love, so mote it be. Hello, hello. These are your Akashic messages for February, plus in bulk blessings. So let's just dive right in. If you're not familiar with in bulk or in bulg, it is a pagan holiday that is marking the time between Yule or winter solstice and spring equinox. So we're right at the middle mark. It happens February 1st, February 2nd. A lot of times people start to celebrate the evening of the 1st, going into the 2nd. So nice little festival coming up. You know, this one kind of feels a little more like New Year's-y to me. Even though Samhain is the witch's New Year, this feels more fresh new than January in the Roman calendar. So how's that? So for a new calendar year, I feel like things just start to kind of get moving and grooving for me a little bit more in February. So that's how I have always felt it. St. Bridget, or Breed, is how B-R-I-G-I-D is pronounced. Breed is the goddess or saint, however, the goddess we think see has come before the Christian religions of sainting Bridget, but having the same energy. So however you want to call her, however you look to her, ways to celebrate in bulk and Breed or Bridget is honoring the idea of cleansing our space, our mental body, our physical body, our emotions. So in all these ways to honor her and that, you can use fire to bring in the element of fire, which she holds the flame, right? Because we're getting, she always kind of brings warmth with her, okay? Breed always brings warmth, or Bridget. And I'll read a little excerpt here about Bridget. And this is from Goddess Guidance Oracle Cards by Doreen Virtue. So with her energy, don't back down. Stand up for what you believe is right. Got a lot of that going on right now. Message from Bridget. First, be quite clear about your intentions. If you're unclear, then confusion will lessen your power and force. Like a candle in the dark, be very clear and bright in what is acceptable to you in the situation. And yet think of the unparalleled rise in your own viewpoint if you are to stand up for yourself and speak up about your needs and your deepest truth. Now is the time to touch your power, for its heat and flame will ignite your passion, which will propel you forward in countless ways. Even in the face of fear, you can still stand up for your ideals and your truth. Be unwavering and make your stand today. So other ideas or feelings is being assertive. Don't worry about what other people think and trust your actions will work out fine. speak your truth, stick to your opinions, and put your foot down. I feel like there's a lot of that collectively going on right now, but it has to happen. Maybe it's not happening enough. And so maybe we will see more people standing into their assertion and their power to step into this. Bridget's always represented the Celtic triple goddess too, which is the three aspects of a woman's life, maiden, youth, nurturing and loving mother, and the wise sage crone woman. So she's always represented that. There's fire around her all the time. Again, she holds the flame. She has a temple in Kildare, Ireland. That'd be cool to go see. And she's a feminine counterpart to Archangel Michael's warrior energy. So that's pretty cool. So honoring her, you could kind of get into a little bit of a ritual mode with this, with fire. And think of it as a bit of a self-purification ritual. You can light a candle. A lot of times on that February 1st, candles were lit in each room. And you could think of Breed or Bridget when you're lighting the candle, bringing her warmth and her creativity to your space. So you can ask for an energetic clearing through the flame of the candle, right? So that's going to get the energetic body. And then you could bring in that water element, and you can have a dish, a little tiny bowl of water, and you can use that water. You can either dip your fingers in it and kind of just dampen it on the skin, maybe on the head. Maybe you sprinkle it on your skin or around you, whatever works. There's no have to's with that, but having the water element come in. Lighting sage, Palo Santo, or incense, or any other rosemary, any other lightable sprig to cleanse the mental body, right? So then that smoke that's coming from the incense or the Palo Santo will represent air in the mental body. And then you could bring in the element of earth and have some sea salt. You can rub that on your skin to cleanse the physical body. And maybe you bring it into the shower. Maybe you have a salt scrub, right? And you can kind of get into that too. Again, make it your own. If it feels good to be in a bath, if and light a candle, and you could really make this how it feels, you know, just right for you. Other ways, when we bake, we bring in elemental alchemy occurs naturally because we've got, flour of some kind and then water or milk. So we get all those things coming together, right? Breed is also the patroness of poetry. So you can write a poem or read poetry. And again, lighting those candles, maybe it's just a couple rooms. Maybe it doesn't have to be every room. It's up to you. On February 1st, as the sun goes down. So these are all ways we can bring in Breed, her energy, her warrior spirit, her creativity, her warmth, into our space and our lives, and celebrating in bulk. All right, here comes your Akashic messages for February. In my vision, the archangel showed up first this time. So it was Raphael, Alexandra, Metatron, and Gabriel. And Raphael's our healer. Alexandra and Metatron helps us remember we have support when times are rough. And I'm hearing having a presence. Having a presence. And then Archangel Gabriel usually shows me, shows up for me, and he's holding a lantern. Again, light, right? With the darkness. So if you listened or watched the YouTube on the Collective Tarot and Oracle, there was a lot of darkness that came. There was a lot of pain, sadness, feeling defeated, right? But we get to transmute all that. Remember, we get to transmute all this because the image I got was one single, after the angels, archangels came, one single daisy. And it was really like right in front of my face. Okay. So it wasn't like I could see anything else, right? That daisy was right there. The white petals and the yellow center. All I could see was just it. Simple, happy, pure. Those are the messages I got from that. How are we inviting simplicity into our lives? And how are we finding joy? Pure, simple. Gratitude practice. Okay, so these are all the things that came. So things you can do, cleansing your space helps. I started cleaning stuff out like 2 weeks ago. Our weather's been extremely weird where I am. Usually we're in snow, and there's snow. There's been barely any snow. It was 60 degrees here today. So that's very warm for the end of January. Get clear. I was also shown an image of, I had a sweatshirt. It wasn't old, but I ended up getting rid of it. It was a favorite sweatshirt, and I hadn't had it for very long. It was black, and it had moon phases on it. It was so cute on the back, and it felt good. It fit. I just liked how it felt, and it was a hoodie, like a pull over your head. But the material it was made out of on the outside, not the inside, but the outside, things would stick to it like hair and like fuzz. Like when I would get done washing it, and I, you know, my lint trap was clean and everything. So I was like, God, as much as I love this, because it was irritating to have to clean it so much, right? After it comes out of the wash of the hair and the fuzz. And I have long hair, so my hair definitely sheds. I had to get rid of it. And you know, that feels good. And that's just an example. That's something small, right? But like, what do I want? Well, I do want to search, but I don't want something that I have to clean after it's clean. You know, I want to do more work. I work a lot. So, you know, in the, when we start to make decisions like that, like, you know, I kind of went through my closet a little bit too. I'm packing for a trip, which helps. That helps me try to find, oh, that doesn't look so great. Let's get rid of it. Right. So those kinds of things feel good. Like what looks good? What makes me feel like I am like feeling really good and my highest self. Right. And again, if you've already listened or if you've already watched episode 32 on YouTube, you know, we have tough and darkness that we are going to overcome collectively, right? So when we're clear on things and we kind of keep things a little bit more simple, we can really start to hone in on what really matters. And what we need. Because remember, when you're getting clear with you, it's going to help you get clear for everybody else and those around you and all of your relationships. And it is so very important that we think collectively. We have got to think collectively. We have got to start knowing that everything that happens affects all of us. So that's so, so, so important. And we're pushing through old paradigms and ways of thinking and living. You know, lots of swords came up, right? In that collective reading, mental body thinking. And I'm, you know, going through it big time. I'm like, what is going on? Like, I am definitely, I work hard. I work a lot, and no one has probably ever called me lazy, I don't think, to my face at least, but behind my back, I don't know who, and I don't care, but you will never hear me say I'm bored. I've always got something going on. And I usually have no problem taking time off, going on a vacation, but I went through last year with the whole license deal and getting denied and all that really put me in this funk of like, should I take this vacation? Cause I'm going on vacation tomorrow and I'm, you know, not working for 11 whole days with clients. Right before I get off the plane, I'll be doing some work and that's okay. That'll make me feel a lot better. Actually, I will chime in for the board meeting on Tuesday morning because it got rescheduled and I just think they're giving me the space I need to show up and just let them know, you know, how things went. But I was having this like guilt, right? And shame. And I'm like, where is this coming from? You know, and it's these old paradigms of, oh, I wasn't able to work as much towards the end of last year because of dealing with all the license stuff. And here I was stressed beyond, you know, high blood pressure from it all. My anxiety was through the roof. And here I'm guilting myself and shaming myself. Like, yeah, maybe it's not really in the budget, but guess what? I know how to work, right? And I have no problem working. You know, I mean, I love what I do. And so if I take on some extra days or so be it, you know, and I shouldn't feel shame, but there's this old paradigm or old ways of thinking, right? And living like, oh, I'm not rich, so I don't deserve the vacation. It's like, nope. We all deserve a vacation, y'all. We all deserve time off because we're going to go completely bat crazy nuts if we don't. And for me, it showed, you know, I had high blood pressure. My anxiety was through the roof because I didn't take any time off last year, you know, besides going for a lake day or something. I didn't take multiple days off except for being sick. And so, you know, that really weighs on you. And that's an old mentality that, you know, just because of one part, you know, you don't have one part, you're not supposed to take care of yourself in all the ways, you know. Of course, I've been eating down my fridge and my cabinets and packing snacks and, you know, I'm being smart, but I also need time off and it's okay. And I'm like, stop doing this. And I've had a couple clients go, oh my God, Carrie, go enjoy yourself. Like you need this, you know, you need to go, let your mind rest and not be thinking about all these things, right? So again, those swords came up, you know, we're all thinking about so much all the time, but that's an old colonizing mindset of not being good enough, not being rich enough, not being this enough. You know, you deserve happiness. You deserve joy. You deserve rest. Everybody, every single body. So the fact that we've come to that and that's like embedded, right? I was like struggling with it because I know it's like embedded and I'm like, okay, this has to be transmuted, right? We got to get rid of this thinking. And so that kind of feels good though to go, yeah, scoot it aside, you know, it's okay to take care of you in the way that seems right. So that's where those swords are coming up too. I think we're all going to be pushing through these things that are literally embedded in our ways of thinking. And, you know, we get a chance to transmute them. And that's so wonderful. And that's all we can ask for at this point, you know, because we can't change what has happened, but we can definitely pave a different way for the future. And I'm very hopeful for that. So if you would like a private reading, you can book one at ancientbodyworks.com. I do have that special up till the 31st, the $48 year-long tarot and oracle that you could have for yourself. You would just need to purchase it before the 31st. But then, of course, I'll see you starting the second week. Oh, no, is that the first week? At the end of the first week of February. I have appointments open. And if you do not see a time that works for you, go ahead and message me on Facebook or email me, and we'll try to get a time that would work for you. And the last Wednesday of every month is 20% off all sessions. So you could take advantage of that. And I do have the free session for a podcast episode. So if you want more information on how that works, again, please message me and I'll let you know how all that goes. And I wish you many, many blessings on Imbolc and a wonderful, happy February. And remember that daisy. And remember, we have our archangels to help when times get rough and through all this torment that we are watching happen in our world. Ceasefire now, free Palestine, and just please stop killing people. Oh my gosh. Please, please, please. That is my huge prayer and focus. And so continue to peel back the layers of your ever-changing being. And remember to ask yourselves and each other, may I have this dance?